It's the Matt Bubala Show on Radio 720 WGN. All right, so here we go, everybody. There is a reason that we have late night and overnight radio. And that is so that sometimes we can explore topics that maybe we just wouldn't feel so comfortable talking about in broad daylight, maybe with the thought that maybe children are listening, different things like that. But let's all be adults here. There is a great new website out, written about by Heidi Stevens in your Chicago Tribune just a week or so ago, called OMG Yes. And this is fascinating because this is exploring the idea of pleasure for women and how we get there and how they get there. And how if you're a couple, you try to get somebody there. And that's a great unknown, I think, for a lot of us. And let's be honest about that. Joining us on the phone right now is Lydia Daniler. She is one of the co-founders of a website called OMG Yes. And she joins us on the phone. Hey, Lydia, how are you?
I'm doing great. You did a great job of explaining the project. I mean, that's exactly what we're all about. We want people to explore women's pleasure in all its detail and give people practical new things they can try to get there.
All right, so we'll get into that in a minute because here's the key, everybody. The website is actually interactive, so we'll figure out how that works in a moment or two. But let's explore some of the basics, Lydia, because there are some great unknowns, I think, for all of us. And especially for guys, when it's a man and a woman relationship, so I'm married to my wife, and I think most guys would say, you guys are kind of this wilderness that we have not figured out. Even though I've been married for 20 years, to me, it isn't always going to, there's not like a, boy, I figured this out, now we can get you to the place we want to get you to every single time. You guys are this great mystery. As a woman, Lydia, are you guys as mysterious to yourselves, or can you guys pretty much figure yourselves exactly out? Like, you know what I mean? Guys are pretty black and white, and whether what different things that we like, whatever, but you always know that we're getting there and different things like that. It seems like with women, it's just much more an adventure every time.
Well, I mean, I do think there's some truth to that. I do think that pleasure is constantly evolving, both for men and for women. And, you know, some women like similar things their whole life, and other women, it just changes over life stages and even from day to day. Mm. But the key is, I don't think it's unknowable. And the women we talk to definitely don't think it's unknowable. They think that the best approach is basically experimenting and constantly listening for and giving feedback about these things. So couples who are able to talk about this stuff usually have more rewarding experiences with one another.
I imagine that's a big part of with any relationship, is the ability to feel comfortable saying to each other, I really love this, that doesn't do that much for me, or, you know, having that open line of communication so that, you know, you know what you're doing and aren't afraid to say more of this, less of that.
Definitely. I think that's a big part of relationships. The other thing is just kind of having this open mind to adventure together and to try new things out together and to remain curious about your partner's pleasure and also your own pleasure. I think sometimes people get in a rut and maybe they do the same thing over and over, but the thing is, it's a vast sea, you know? There's so much to explore and discover.
I have to ask you a personal question, Lydia, because ever since I read in Heidi Stevens' article about you guys, you and your co-founder, and she wrote in there a self-described straight guy and lesbian founded this website. And this question comes to mind is that, as I said, I feel like us guys, we when you're with a partner long enough, you know what they like, you kind of know what to do, but it's still sort of an adventure with women. For you as a woman being with other women, do you have a big advantage over us guys because you know what you like yourself, or is every woman so different that just because you know what you like doesn't mean that your partner is going to like the same things?
I think our research shows, and also my own experience shows, that every woman is really different. So what I like does not necessarily work for the person that I'm with, and vice versa. And the thing is, even though we're all different, there are some common ingredients that go into things, and that's what we're actually presenting on the website. And those are the techniques that you can explore when you go on there. Basically, For example, one technique we go into is consistency, and that's the idea of something kind of remaining the same. But that something that remains the same is really different for each person. It could be the pressure that they like. It could be the rhythm of the motion. Or, you know, it could be just the actual motion that you do. Some people like circles. Some people like up and down. And the consistency of that motion really depends on the person. So I do think that women's pleasure has often been, like, chalked up to mystery, but there are certain elements that go into things that you can wrap your head around and make sense of it all.
We're speaking with Lydia Daniller. She is one of the co-founders of OMGYes.com. That's a website where you can go and you can see some videos and find out a lot more about the work that they've done. So over 2,000 women you spoke with or worked with in some way, ages 18 through 95. Tell me about how did you, with these 2,000 women, were some of them just surveys, some interviews? How did this exactly work? How did the research work?
Yeah, so we started with actually doing video interviews with women across the country. We put the call out first to friends and friends of friends, and then to a wider audience. And we were really inspired by the overwhelming positive response. People were so excited to share their stories with us and share their insights about pleasure. So we started kind of compiling the things we were hearing, and certain common themes came up and similar aha moments. And we were interested in thinking, like, huh, everyone's really different, but at the same time, there are some shared commonalities. So then we reached out to Indiana University and the Kinsey Institute because we wanted to do a nationally representative survey about these concepts to see how common they were in the wider United States. So the first 1,000 interviews were these video chats that myself and my staff did, and then the second 1,000 interviews was in a survey conducted with Indiana University.
Hmm. It's fascinating. How many years have you guys been working on this?
The initial concept came up about 4 or 5 years ago, and then we've been kind of full throttle building the website and doing video interviews for about 2.5 years.
The website, again, is OMG Yes. We're speaking with Lydia Daniller. She is one of the co-founders. So when we come back, let's get a little more into some of the other questions that we have about the topic and how exactly the website works. As I mentioned, it's interactive. We'll explain that next here. Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN.
I know somebody and they cry for you. They lie awake at night and dream of you.
It's the Matt Bubala Show on Radio 720 WGN. Lydia Daniller is with us. She's the co-founder of OMGYes.com. That is a website that has done tons of research with over 2,000 women into what women like. And it talks about all sorts of topics. When you get to the website, you can view some sample videos, even take a little interactive tour. Explain to me, Lydia, how it works interactively. It's not an app, so you don't put it on your phone, but you do need a touch screen for the interactivity, correct?
Well, you can use a touch screen. It works best with that, but you can also access it just with a regular computer and use your mouse pad.
Okay.
So, yes, you described it correctly. There are these videos where women describe in detail what works for them, and they demonstrate what works for them. And then there's an interactive component where you can practice the techniques and get feedback along the way. So you can fine-tune your technique and kind of get it wrong and then get it right.
Okay.
We wanted to create a no-stakes, kind of low-pressure environment where you could explore these concepts and actually, you know, practice and get feedback along the way. Our research showed that people really learn this stuff either through their own experience or by hearing it through the experience of their friends or close, close relationships. So we wanted to create something that was similar to that, that was based in real life, that was practical and useful, and also kind of engaging and personal in that way.
Well, we have to be frank. It's nice because a lot of trial and error just comes through life, right? And the error you feel really bad about, and that tends to lead to a bad experience. So it would be nice to get a little practice under your belt, correct? So
exactly, yeah. So this is, you know, no one's going to be crying or getting mad at you if you mess up with this. It's really fun, actually. And something that happens that people always tend to giggle with is if you get distracted and you go and you have to pour yourself a glass of water or someone calls you and you don't touch the screen for, 10 seconds, this voice on the other end says, "Hey, where'd you go?" And then if you stay away, she'll say, "Okay, well, maybe next time."
She doesn't yell at you or anything like that. She doesn't get upset. It doesn't scar you, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think so. We haven't had that feedback.
Maybe that's a next version people want.
Maybe. So, yeah, no, I'd say the tone and the videos are actually really fun and funny and friendly. We wanted, again, to kind of replicate having conversations with close friends or lovers.
Yeah.
We wanted people to feel comfortable and really connect with this in a personal way.
So the feedback that you get, is that through the form of that voice as well, I'm imagining? And we'll figure out when we're doing well and when we're not?
Yeah, so it's in two parts. There's the voice, which actually guides you and steers you to do it in the way that that particular person likes. And then there's also a little diagram that happens sometimes to show you where to touch and the motion of the touch.
Hmm. Interesting. And there's a topic list on the front page. Some things I've heard of, some things I certainly haven't. Edging, hinting, consistency, surprise, rhythm, multiples, all different topics you can talk about and what you guys have learned about them. Multiples. Is that real? Does that really happen for people? Can all women have that? Or is that just the lucky few? How does that work?
We were surprised and happy to learn that quite a few women can have multiples. They might not know how to do it right off the bat. It's usually something that they learn later in life. But it turns out that more women than we thought can have them. And the thing is, what we heard over and over is that one of the handy techniques to get there is to treat your body after your first O like it's a different body. So the certain things that went into the first orgasm might not work for the multiples. So you need to kind of take the time to explore and try different things. And the women who've done this figured out ways to get there. It could be 2, 3, 4, who knows. But yeah, it's not as rare as we think it is.
Does the website go into, and the interactivity at all, go into other areas? I mean, we're talking basically about the one area, but there's a lot of erogenous zones on our body. Do you get into that at all, or are we basically focusing on one area?
Well, I'd say that there is, for this season, focused primarily women's sexual pleasure down there. But the people in the videos do touch upon other topics. They just don't go into them in as much depth.
Okay. And finally, I have to ask this question. The G-spot. Is that an urban legend? Is there, is there really this one spot that can be touched that is above all other spots? Do you think that that's real?
Well, I think that really depends from person to person. The research on it, it's mixed. Some people say, yes, for sure, there's the spot. Other people say, well, it's hard to find. We didn't actually ask people too much about that, so I'm not the expert on that. But again, people do talk about it in the videos a little bit. And in future seasons, we are going to explore different types of sex and so therefore penetration. But for this first season, we kind of focus on the outside more.
And the technology is really not there for that interactivity yet, right?
Not yet. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what that type of technology will look like. But, the future is a wild and interesting place.
Yes, it is. We'll see what happens. All right. So if you go to omgyes.com, you can test things out. You can watch some videos. But then if you really want to get involved in this, you join and you pay a fee. How does that work?
Yeah. So basically, it's a one-time fee. It's not like a subscription. It's like a, buying a book. You buy it and it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the price is $39. And you have access to 12 techniques. And within those 12 techniques, there are 47 videos, short little videos, and 11 touchable interactive tutorials.
Hmm.
That's what you get for that $39.
And you mentioned the next season when we do an additional season. So is that $39 for this first season? And when the next season's loaded, you'll ask people to resubscribe, or are you a member for life when you join?
The $39 is for season one.
For season one. And
yeah,
are you guys?
Future seasons will be,
sure,
their own
additional money. Are you busily at work on season two?
We're actually taking a little bit of a breather and focusing on getting the word out about season one. since we just launched a month ago.
Sure.
And also kind of exploring the different options for season two.
How has the feedback been so far?
So far, it's been really positive. And something that we were hoping for was that both men and women would find this stuff useful and fun. And that's actually showing up in our user base. It's about 50-50 men and women.
Interesting. So cool. Such a great research on a topic that we hesitate to ever discuss and is certainly kind of one of those quiet things that, and I think people sometimes suffer through not, you know, being able to help themselves and help their partners. And we need things like this because it's too big of a thing in our lives to just muddle through and just, you know, pass aside as well. That's just how it is. So good for you guys.
Yeah, and you know, people learn how to play instruments. People learn how to cook. And I think people can learn how to be better lovers. So, you know, if we take away some of the taboo around talking about this stuff, there's no reason why people's lives can't improve in this facet.
Absolutely. OMGYes.com is the website. Feel free to visit it and play around a little bit and see if you like, and then you can join. Lydia Daniller is one of the co-founders. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us.
Thank you so much, Matt. Take care.
Just a quick refresher course on clearing your browser history, and you're on your way. The Matt Bubala Show, Radio 720 WGN.